Good morning, and thanks for joining us today. My name is Chris Roberts, and I'm the Chairman of the Orora Group. Joining me today on today's call is Brian Lowe, who's the Managing Director and CEO of Orora. You recall that Brian became Managing Director and CEO on the 1st of October, replacing Nigel Garrard. Also on the call is Stuart Hutton, Orora's Chief Financial Officer. This morning, we announced that the Orora Group had entered into a binding agreement to sell its Australasian fiber business to Nippon Paper Group. I'll begin today's presentation by providing a brief overview of this transaction and the board's reasons for accepting the offer before handing over to Brian to discuss why the binding agreement represents a fantastic outcome for both the future Orora Group and the Australasian fiber business. At the conclusion of the presentation, we'll be happy to take your questions. Now, turning to slide two, we've announced today to the ASX the board was pleased to accept an offer from the Nippon Paper Group for an enterprise value of 1.72 billion, which in our view fully values the Australasian fiber business and its operations in Australia and in New Zealand. While the board was not at the time contemplating running a sale process for the Australasian fiber business, the approach from Nippon represented compelling value for Orora shareholders, and we're very pleased to have signed the binding agreements. Net proceeds after tax and costs are expected to be approximately 1.55 billion, and it's the board's intention to return the majority of these proceeds, for which the current estimate is 1.2 billion, to shareholders. The transaction covers Orora's Australasian fiber business, which includes fiber and specialty packaging, paper and recycling, cartons, bags, functional coatings, and the Orora WRS packaging distribution business in Australasia. It also presents the 3,300 people employed by the Australasian fiber business a significant opportunity to become part of a leading diversified international timber, pulp, paper, paperboard, packaging, and chemicals business with global operations. Completion is expected in early 2020, subject to the customary regulatory approvals in Australasia, and these, of course, are FIRB and ACCC and the New Zealand equivalent of the ACCC, the OIV.
OIO.
I beg your pardon. Now, the key transaction details: the binding agreement reached with Nippon represents a compelling value, and in the best interest of shareholders, the implied transaction multiples are 11.5x F19 EBITDA and 18.9x F19 EBIT, and this represents a premium to Orora's current trading multiples. As part of the sale, Orora's packaging solutions business, that's Orora's main North American business, has entered into a five-year supply agreement with the Australasian fiber business for the ongoing supply of paper products at an arm's length terms. These terms are consistent with the existing arrangements under which the B9 paper mill supplied paper to OPS. Now, transaction costs of the sale are estimated to be approximately 25 million, and restructuring separation costs and asset impairments are estimated to be 20 million. Now, I will now hand over to Orora Managing Director and CEO, Brian Lowe, to discuss the strategic rationale behind the transaction. Brian.
Thank you, Chris. Slide four of your presentation covers the strategic rationale. Certainly, I'd like to echo the Chairman's comments this morning. All of us here are really pleased to be able to announce the binding agreement we reached with Nippon Paper Group, and we truly feel this transaction is a great outcome for our shareholders. It fully values the Australasian fiber business and has a significant new opportunity in terms of a more streamlined Orora Group as it moves forward into the future. As the Chairman has mentioned, the implied transaction multiples represent a premium to Orora's trading multiples, and Nippon Paper Group, certainly as an acquirer, is one of the world's largest forest paper and packaging companies and has a strong track record in long-term investment to support growth, including in people technology, in both Australia and around the globe. The offer fully values the Australasian business, particularly in reference to the benefits expected from the asset refresh program that we've been undertaking and the outlook for the business into the future. Going forward, we'll continue to focus on higher growth and higher returns on capital businesses. We'll continue to operate our market-leading glass and aluminum beverage can packaging businesses in Australasia and our North American businesses, OPS and OV, or our Aurora Packaging Solutions and Aurora Visual businesses, both of which are in the top five in their respective market segments. So as a group, we remain well positioned and our business continue to have attractive organic and inorganic growth outlooks and a strong financial profile. We'll continue investing in innovation and growth to deliver superior quality products and service levels as we progress as a smaller, more streamlined group into the future. It's also worth noting that there are no meaningful operational or customer-related synergies lost as a result of this transaction. Turning to slide five, the Australasian fibre business has reached maturity under Aurora's ownership, operating across multiple end markets with operations spanning cardboard recycling through to corrugated box manufacturing and custom printed folded cartons, as well as tailored bags and sacks. Based on the FY19 statutory financial information, the business delivered revenue of $1.4 billion and approximately $137 million in EBITDA and $80 million in terms of EBIT. The total operating footprints included in this sale are 25 manufacturing plants, 27 depots, and more than 10,000 customers. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank the management and the team of the Australasian Fibre business for their continued efforts in growing and maintaining this business. I certainly wish them every success under the new ownership going forward. We'll continue to work hard to support each of our 3,300 Fibre team members as they transition to the Nippon Group over the coming period of time. To turn to slide six, following completion, Aurora will be a comparatively smaller, more streamlined group of business. To put that in a little bit more perspective, in FY19, the combination of the Australasian beverage and North American businesses generated sales revenues of approximately $3.4 billion and EBITDA of approximately $350 million, excluding corporate costs. So at that size, no doubt the Aurora Group still remains a considerable force in Australian manufacturing and has long-term growth options in North America. The beverage business is a leading supplier of cans, glass and wine closures across Australia and New Zealand. It occupies the number one market position in cans and in wine glass and is number two in beer glass and in wine closures. The beverage business is well positioned for future growth, particularly as customers move towards more sustainable beverage packaging formats. The North American businesses, being OPS and OV, are likewise well positioned. OPS is a top five participant in a highly fragmented $50 billion market, and OV is a top five participant in a $10 billion point of purchase and displays market. I've also spent plenty of time recently in North America in these businesses, and I can certainly confirm that following our announcements in August, a number of the initiatives have been undertaken to implement and deliver earnings growth through improved processes efficiency that will drive cost outs within the business. These businesses have significant inorganic and organic growth opportunity available to us by leveraging the breadth of their product offering, service levels, and our national network footprint that we have in place across OPS and OV. The sale of the fibre business will result in a reduction of a number of our corporate and shared services roles that we have, mainly at our headquarters here in Hawthorne. We've begun meeting with the affected team members this morning to discuss the process with them personally. And our people are certainly what makes this business, and we'll ensure that we're treated with integrity and respect as we move forward through this process. Turning to slide seven. As we announced today, post-tax and transactional restructuring costs, Aurora expects to receive approximately $1.55 billion in net proceeds. And as the chairman had mentioned, we anticipate that the transaction will complete in early calendar year 2020 and subject to any regulatory approvals, both in ANZ as outlined also by the chairman. It is certainly our intention to return the majority of these net proceeds, which would be approximately $1.2 billion to our shareholders. And an update as to the timing and nature of the capital management process will be communicated in due course. We'll also continue to maintain a strong balance sheet and intend to maintain debt levels at current targeted leverage ratios. For now, turn to slide eight. As we've noted this morning, the transaction is subject to those regulatory approvals in terms of timing, but we do expect that to be sometime early calendar year 2020. So in the meantime, planning for the separation of the business has commenced, and the intention is to get to a standalone state as soon as we can to ensure a smooth transition for the transitioning employees and also for the ongoing Aurora business. Any transitional service agreements between Aurora and Nippon Paper Group will continue for a period up to 1 year for certain services, after which Aurora expects to have corporate cost structure reduced. So we'll continue to update the details of the transition and capital management plans in due course.